thanksgiving into his courts with praise. Come on now. Ha, glory. Come on now. Just begin to lift up your voice. Ha, glory. Come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. Come on now. We shall rejoice. I'm going to say it again. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. See, you should be rejoicing no matter what it looks like. Because you know why? High glory. Because the Bible says all things work together for your good. Come on now. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Come on now, that could just open up your mouth and just give him praise. Come on now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus and is activated by the power of the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, we declare and decree that we will never be the same again after we hear this word. Father, we declare and decree that we receive this word on good ground. Father, we declare and decree that we receive the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold manifestation. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, that all of our generations, all the way back to Adam, high glory, have been set free. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus all the way back to Adam. Our family lines, Lord God, on our mother and father's side are all cleansed of all unrighteousness. Oh, come on, somebody. You better get this. Come on. Come on. You better get this right now. You better start speaking that. High glory. Cleanse. High glory. That your bloodline is clean. Father, right now, I declare and I decree, I destroy every generational curse, spiritual, soul, body, sickness and disease, financial. Anything that has been attached to your sons and your daughter's family lines, Father, I destroy it right now with the blood of Jesus. High glory. And I count it. High glory. Woo, my God. Clean, clean, clean. High glory. High glory. Hey, come on. Come on. Lift your hand. Say, Father, I repent of any and all sins done in my family lines all the way back to Adam. Father, I stand in the gap and I make up the hedge. Woo, my God. And I speak and I declare and receive the forgiveness of the Lord. Father, you said that you are faithful and just to forgive and release me. And Father, I receive your forgiveness. I receive your release right now. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen, and amen, and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning shall not be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. High glory, it shall be the word. Come on, I'm going to say it again. It shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. And Father, you said, high glory. His shout, woo, my God, my God, my God. Father, you said, Lord God, that to as many as received you, high glory, woo, my God, to as many as received you, the word, you gave them the power to become the sons of God. You gave them the power to become the sons of God. I'm going to say it again. You gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on your name. Father, right now, we believe on your name. We believe on your name, the name of Yahshua, the Messiah. our salvation, the name of Elohim, our Father and Creator, the name of El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, the name of El Elyon, the Most High God, the name of Jehovah Jireh, my God that provides, Father, the name of Jehovah Nisi, our banner and our standard. Woo, Father, the name of Jehovah Shalom, ha, glory. Woo, my God, my peace. Come on now. Come on now. Someone needs some peace right now. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. I give you praise. I give you, oh, my God. Come on now. You better get this right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. You better get it. Come on now. You better get it. Come on now. You better get it. Ha, glory. Oh my God, my God, my God. Now listen, we are going in. Come on now. We are going in to the deeper depth of this teaching right here. I just wanted to get to some of the things that we were talking about yesterday. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. How to get to some of those things. Amen and amen. Come on now. Grab your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Amen and amen. Okay. So, once again, let's go to the Word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, I just want to go here from yesterday. Amen. I want to see. Amen. I guess I got to go to the other feed here. Because I want you to receive your power, your empowerment, to prosper. Amen. Amen. I want you to receive your empowerment to prosper. Now, when I say prosper, it doesn't mean just money. Prosperity has everything to do with your spirit, soul, and body. Come on now. Come on now. Your spirit, your soul, your body, as well as your finances. Amen. Because listen, you're going to have to get this. You're going to have to get this. Come on now. Come on, I'll get this, get this. I want you to get this. Trying to get this right here. From yesterday. Let me see, switch account. All right, so now. We are in this time and season where you have been activated in this season of the power of all, the power of all, okay? And this, and I'm just trying to get to my history right here. Yeah, let's go here, history. Amen and amen. Well, the devil is alive, but hey, we just gonna continue on now. We are in this time and season of the season of the power of all, where you are receiving, listen, the power of all, the power of all. the power of all. I'm going to say it again. Amen. Okay, okay, the power of all, according to Acts chapter 2. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, okay, now pay attention. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Okay, there came a sound from heaven, not the room. There came a sound from heaven as a sound as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all of the house. So the number one thing is, and when David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. When the day, okay, this phrase, the day, is the chimera of God, which means the day, okay. It's a space. Wow. And it says in the daytime, the natural day, how glory, the interval between sunrise and sunset, as distinguished from and contrasted with the night, okay? So this is the day. So we know it was during the day. It was early morning. Was fully come. Okay, this phrase fully come is the sumpleuro of God, which means to fill completely. Woo! To complete entirely, to be fulfilled of time, okay? Oh my God, to be completely filled. So when the day of Pentecost was completely filled, they were whole all together. Oh my God. They were whole all together with one accord. So they were with one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. So this time and season in your life, you're going to begin to be activated in this sound from heaven. Oh my God, my God. Can I get this to you right here? The sound from heaven. The sound from heaven. I'm going to say it again. The sound from heaven. Okay? And this is going to be key. This didn't come from the room. This came from heaven. This promise came from heaven. And it had to wait until the day of Pentecost was fully in operation. So when they got in one passion and one accord in one place, it activated the portal of heaven on and in earth. Come on now. Woo! And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were all filled. Someone type all filled. Now listen, we learned yesterday that because they received wisdom and understanding from Yahshua, because they received wisdom and understanding from Yahshua to wait on the promise, see, now it was being fulfilled, because the Bible says that he watches over his word to perform it. And then he says that I will hasten my word to perform it. So he hastened, he sped up. He made sure that when they got into one mind and one passion, the process was speeded up. It was magnified and increased, and it multiplied. Ha, glory. Oh my God, why? Because they were all in one accord in faith. Now we learned yesterday that faith, that God uses the wisdom and understanding so faith can be activated. So faith is not just Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is. No, real faith is Hebrews 11:6, where it says, and let's go here. Hebrews 11:6. Let's go here because we got to go. Hebrews 11:6. Come on now, Hebrews 11:6. Look at what it says. Without faith, it is impossible to what? Please him. So yesterday we learned that number one, faith is to please God. Okay, that's number one. Faith is to please God. Come on now, get this. Faith is to please God. That's his number one purpose, is to please God. It's not trying to get houses and cars, because you can't get houses and cars with faith. Okay. Because now you're not walking in understanding, and you're walking in the realm of foolishness. Number two, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God. Number two, faith is not for things. Is not for things. So number one, faith is to please God. Two, faith is not for things. Glory. Come on now. Get this. Glory. For he that cometh to God, okay, must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. Number three. Okay, so now, three, faith causes you to come to God. Real faith causes you to come to God. And number four, the level of reward is based on the level of the faith chase. Because remember, seeking, the word seek means to chase and run after God. The level of reward is based on the level of the chasing of God, okay? So listen, get this today. Listen. If you, the Bible says, Jesus said, if you love me, then keep my commandments, or do what I tell you to do, or do the word. So when we get into one passion with God and his word, and you begin to believe his word, which means you begin to chase after him and his word, now he begins to pour out the reward. Listen, the house is not the reward. The seeking and chasing after God and catching God is the reward. Ooh, come on now. And then because you bring faith, he makes the exchange of your faith with the reward. Come on now. Are you getting this? High glory. You're healing right now. High glory. Somebody's been dealing with heart palpitations and heart murmur. Arrhythmias. High glory. Put your hand over your heart right now. I declare and decree that your heart is in sync with the heart of God. Your heartbeat is in sync with the spirit and heart of God. I declare and decree. Woo! All blood vessels are clear and free from congestion and plaque, anything that would clog the blood flow, in Jesus' name. All glory. Hikay shock. Woo! Congestive heart failure is being destroyed. High glory. And oh my God. Woo, my God, my God. High glory. I just heard the Lord say this right now, that someone's been dealing with, they told you that at birth you had a little hole or pinhole in your heart, and now it's causing issues and things in your later part of your life. Well, I just heard the Lord say, the hole is closing. Oh, come on, put your hand over your heart. The hole in the heart is closing right now. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Migraines are being healed right now. If you've been healed, if you've been dealing with migraines for the last days or last couple of weeks, put your hand over your head. Father, your word says, high glory, how that by your stripes we were healed. Father, migraines are destroyed right now in Jesus, right now. Go in Jesus' name. Okay, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Type, I receive it. It is so. Debts are being canceled right now. Student loans are being canceled right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, I give you praise right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, listen. Here's how we solidify our faith and the reward of chasing God. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prosper. Oh, that spirit, soul, and body right there. So listen, according to Genesis 8:22, God's kingdom is built on, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Your seed sowing is how you sow or you invest into the kingdom of God consistently. Your harvest is the receiving of the fruit from the seeds that you sow. Okay, how do we do that? By sowing into the ground. This ministry is one of the grounds that you can sow into by using the website. Come on now. www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the PayPal right there at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can use the QR code right there also. And then you can also go from your account into the ministry account using our Gmail at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. Or you can use our Cash App right there at Restored MI, $RestoredMI. Okay, why? Because the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. See, so when you do the word, now you're receiving from the word. Now, you can also take it to the next level and do what the word says. It's called the Terumah in Ezekiel 44:30. And it says, the first of all your first fruits of all things, of all things, of all first fruits of every oblation or Terumah and every sort of oblation or Terumah shall be the priest. Right now, I am the priest and prophet of this ministry. Our glory. Yes, Prophet Tanya and I founded the ministry, but God holds me responsible as the priest that goes into his presence to watch over your souls. That's what the Bible says, that I am the watchman over your soul. So when you sow into the hand of the prophet, now you open up the prophet's mouth, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So now when you sow into my hand using my Cash App, now you're sowing it into the hand of the prophet. Amen? And now you're activating the mouth of the prophet to speak the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So use the multiplied grace seed, the $55 or the $155, the $555. I believe someone's going to do that today because you want triple multiplied grace in your life, or the $5,555. Do it now. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, to everyone that sows the Terumah, I speak the blessing of the Lord. Father, I speak that they're blessed in the city and blessed going out. Father, they're blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Whatever their hands touch is blessed. And wherever the soles of their feet walk upon, you have given them in Jesus' name. And it is so. So, Father, right now, I just want to thank everyone for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. And definitely don't miss the hour of power on Sunday morning. Be blessed.